Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to an Everything Iconic Pop Dive with me, Danny Pellegrino, where my guests and I deep dive into iconic pop culture touchstones. Today we are diving into the 1998 iconic film Practical Magic. Starring Queen Sandra Bullock and Queen Nicole Kidman, the film is based on the 1995 book by Alice Hoffman. Practical Magic grossed $68 million, a low sum compared to its reported $75 million budget. But the film has endured the test of time through repeat viewings during the Halloween seasons. I invited friend and host of the Brown Eyed Junicorn podcast, Hannah Brown, over to discuss the legacy of the film, favorite Nicole and Sandy performances, and so much more. This is an Everything Iconic Halloween pop dive into Practical Magic.
The Owen sisters are two beautiful witches.
Husbands, girls.
With one wicked problem.
She has the worst taste in men.
Any man they fall for falls victim to a deadly curse.
Any man who wins the heart of an Owens woman is found to end up 6 feet under.
And as hard as they try,
oh my God!
They can't keep their loves.
I feel like I'm never going to see you again.
Look out!
Alive.
It was an accident.
It was fate.
It was a curse, wasn't it?
Now, a detective.
Is he cute? In a very penal code sort of way, yeah.
Is looking for answers.
Did you or your sister kill James Angelo?
Oh, yeah.
But the only kind of magic.
You just look familiar.
We never met before. I would remember it if we had.
That can break the evil spell.
What would you do, Jerry?
What wouldn't I do for the right guy?
Is the magic of two people.
Magic isn't just spells and potions.
Who discover the power.
What I'm saying is, I'm a witch.
No, all relationships have problems.
Of true love. Practical Magic.
Hey guys, I'm here with Hannah Brown. Hannah, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. You host a show called Brown Eyed Unicorn.
Junicorn.
Yes. Yes. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's also pop culture based. Right. I'm the Brown Eyed Junicorn.
Okay.
And actually, the name is slightly inspired by Lexi, Dina Manzo's daughter, her blog called Boho Chicken. I was like, I like the idea of like an adjective and then like an animal.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm the Brown Eyed Unicorn.
I love it. We met at the Sexy Unique podcast live show.
Yes.
And of course, hosted by Laura Marie, and we love Laura Marie.
Love her.
And you said we need to do a pop dive.
Yes.
And I think we'd been going back and forth about like ideas for a pop dive.
So many ideas.
And then Halloween was coming up, and it was the perfect opportunity to do Practical Magic.
Fucking genius on your end. Am I allowed to swear?
Oh, you can. Fuck yes, please. Yay. Swear. Say all the words you want.
Great.
I love Halloween, obviously, as you can tell. My kitchen table, everything's like decorated like a haunted fucking house.
It's so tasteful.
We're recording this in September. So tell me, do you remember the first time that you saw Practical Magic?
Yes. I was little.
Explain.
I saw it in the theater like with my mom, because my mom was always into like spiritual witchy, but like chick flicks.
Sure.
This was like right up her alley. And I saw it like when it came out. What year did it come out?
98.
Okay, so I was young. I was like 7. And I remember I was so scared of Jimmy Angelo.
Oh my God, yes.
He's scary. Terrifying. And I rewatched it last week and I was like, he's still pretty scary.
Right.
Because they put that effect on his eyes when he comes back from the dead and they're like really glassy.
Right. The CGI or effects or whatever are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I was just looking on my phone because somebody DM'd me. I did a poll on my Instagram, like what's better, Hocus Pocus or Practical Magic? Mm-hmm. And Hocus Pocus won, which I had expected, of course. Yeah. But I got a lot of DMs from Practical Magic stans.
Like myself.
Like yourself. Yeah. And then also somebody who is a witch, she wrote me and she said, I was trying to find the message, but I can't find it. But she wrote me and said, the portrayal of witches in Practical Magic was life affirming. And she also said that the two women, Sally and Jillian, mm-hmm. they would have had lit Instagrams because they would have been into tarots and stuff.
Totally.
So I thought that was interesting.
That's so true. They could have like charged all the like townie women to like for tarot readings.
Yes. Now I saw Practical Magic like after it came out on video, DVD or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I first time I saw it, liked it. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I liked it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second time I saw it, liked it more. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm on, you know, like the 98th showing or something. And I just like fully embrace it. And I'm like, this is the greatest movie ever. And I feel like the first time you watch it, the tone is a little weird, right?
You don't know what to expect.
Totally.
You're like, is it a chick flick? Is it a horror film? Is it a family film? A romance.
And it's so, the tone is all over the place. But then once you embrace the sort of quirkiness of it, it's fantastic. And I do think, I feel like Hocus Pocus is a movie for your child self to love.
Totally.
Did you like Hocus Pocus?
I loved it. Although I do feel like kind of an idiot because it was like last year when I was like, oh, it's Thackeray and not Zachary. Thanks.
Yeah, it's Thackeray.
And yeah. I was like, why would you give like a Disney character such a confusing name when this movie is for the children?
Yeah. I mean, there's like a lot of weird sex stuff and in Hocus Pocus. It's like, what's happening?
And also like how fucking terrifying that your parents go to a Halloween party and then they like maybe get like hypnotized and like die.
Like, but also it's all very unclear. It's like, was the whole town at that one party?
Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot going on in that town.
Yeah, it's like every adult was at that party and they all got hypnotized by Bette Midler singing.
Right.
Which we've all been there.
Oh, for sure. We've all been hypnotized by Bette, but I feel like I would be safe because I only do house parties for Halloween. I don't go out in public.
Totally. Do you have a favorite Halloween costume?
That I've ever had?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to be annoying. I'm really good at like doing the like inventive Halloween thing.
That's not annoying at all.
Oh my God. Thank you. I never buy a costume. Although this year I really want to do like a cosplay, like Wonder Woman type thing. Cause my boyfriend's kind of a nerd and I want to just like awaken that side of him.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Thank you. But one year I was Abigail Breslin from Little Miss Sunshine for Halloween. And
that's so funny.
It was in college. I'll show you a picture when we're done recording. It Please. Was really well executed. Like, oh, and last year I was Cher circa If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh my God. Hannah, you're speaking my language.
Oh my God. Well, did you ever go to Sidetrack in Chicago when
oh
you lived
there?
Oh my
God, 100%. I love Sidetrack so much. Yes.
It's my all-time favorite bar.
Mine too, Hannah. Oh my God. It's my all-time favorite bar too. They used to do a comedy night there.
Did you perform?
No. It was like a comedy. It wasn't performing. It was like on the TV screens.
Oh,
like they
would
do like clips from Will and Grace and SNL. Like they would just do a compilation. I used to go and it was my favorite night on the town in Chicago. Like, and I would go alone because I was closeted most of the time I lived in Chicago, but I would go to Sidetracks.
We have to go back. I would go every Monday for Musical Mondays.
My favorite.
It was the best.
I slept with one of the bartenders there.
There are a lot of sexy bartenders there, so good for you.
I know. I was really proud of that.
Oh, my God. I was really proud of my Cher costume because everyone at Sidetrack was like, can I get a picture with you?
Sure.
And I was like, you know, most of my gay friends take both Halloween and Cher very seriously. So if they're excited about it, I feel like I did something right.
Totally. Okay, we have to go through this movie.
Okay,
so we're going to kind of like loosely go through the movie, and then we're going to get sidetracked along the way.
Yeah.
So the movie stars Queen Nicole Kidman and Queen Sandra Bullock. Who do you like better? Who do you like better?
Out of like the actors or the characters?
Let's say actors, though.
Oh, God, that's really hard. In this movie, specifically Nicole.
Yeah, because she's a little looser.
She had her old face. Yeah, her hair was like just like those like swoopy bangs and like the 70s layers. And yeah, and she's kind of like the bad girl.
You know, I watched it with Matt, my boyfriend. And last night he came in the room like halfway through watching it. And he was like, wow, Nicole is really good playing opposite a woman. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, Nicole is always great acting wise, but I feel like she really does shine when she's opposite women.
Yes.
Like there's something, I don't know. It's like electric.
Yeah. And their like sisterhood was so believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so good. That was what I think I came out with. That's what I, what is the word I'm looking for? That's what touched me the most about this movie was the sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So we open with the women, and the Owens women have a curse on any man they love. And then when they hear the sound of the Death Watch beetle, the man they love is doomed to die. Their mother died of a broken heart. The two girls go to live with their aunts. I love the aunts too, by the way.
Oh my God.
Stockard Channing and Diane Wiest.
Like, How much? I bet they were like, we'll do this movie for free. Like, you don't need to pay us.
Well, they need to pay Diane Wiest. Have you heard that story about how she was like poor for a while?
No. Chic. How was, J.K. Like, Rowling.
Recent. It wasn't in 98 when this movie was made, but it was recent. Like, Diane Wiest came and said like she couldn't pay her rent or something. I don't remember the details of the story, but it was, there was something where Diane couldn't book a job. And she's Diane fucking Wiest. It's like, right. Give her a gig. And then somebody did give her a gig. It was after In Treatment. Do you remember that show?
Oh my God, that's like my dad's favorite show.
Wait, was that the show? There was like a couple HBO shows that I mixed up. Was that the show where they showed a lot of nudity and like it was couples? What am I thinking? Do you know what I'm
talking about? Game of Thrones. No, I don't know. No, In Treatment was with Gabriel Byrne as like a shrink. And Mia Wasikowska, or whatever her name was, like started on that show.
Did you watch that show?
No, my dad, he's like, if you're going to be an actor, you need to watch this show because he's performing. Like, he's very pretentious.
They sound like the opposite of my dad because he's always telling me to watch Mike and Molly. He's like, it's Mike and Molly's ended. Like, it's not on the air anymore, but he's still watching reruns and he's always like calling me like, do you watch Mike and Molly? And every time I'm like, no, dad, like, I do not watch Mike and Molly.
They love that one.
They love all those CBS shows that I hate. Like
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah. He was just here recently and him and my mom were telling me about how The Big Bang Theory, nothing will ever top it. Like he's like, that's the greatest show that's ever been on television. And he was like dead serious, no joke. He was like, this, nothing will ever get better. Like, they won't write anything funnier. Like, that's the peak for
obsessed
comedy. Yeah. Oh, so you know what I noticed in the beginning of this movie is that it feels so much like fall, right? Like, the opening of the movie, it's like the town they live in. It just like feels like fall to me.
It was like brisk. Right. I had a fall candle going while I watched it.
Which one?
It was like a Glade.
Classy.
It was, yeah. I left my Diptyque candle at home. Does Diptyque even do a fall candle? Probably not.
No. I go to Bath and Body Works and it's like my best day when I'm going to Bath and Body Works and they have a 3-week candle sale.
I want to find a way to like put a Bath and Body Works candle in like a Jo Malone, like votive so that people don't know how trashy I am.
Yes, I love that idea. And also the music in this movie is so, so good. I mean, that montage set against Faith Hill's This Kiss.
Oh my God. Impossible, this
kiss, this kiss. Dear Jillian, today is our 3rd anniversary. And all I have to show for it are 2 beautiful little girls and a husband I just can't stop kissing. I don't even mind the beard.
You texted me a video of this.
Because I'm obsessed with that. That's my favorite part of the whole movie.
Right. When you were watching it, you sent me a video and I was just it like warm. I got like so excited. I stopped everything. I was like, oh my God, look at this clip.
Yes. Sandra is like snatched, like walking down the street in those cowboy boots with conviction. Like, I'm about to kiss this man and I already love him.
Right. They fell in love instantly.
Do you know like what it is with her being chased by the dogs?
No.
You should DM your witch friend and be like, what is it about about the dogs?
I know. I need to get in touch with her.
You would think it would be like a gaggle of cats, but that's like less cute.
You know, speaking of witches, this is an aside, but do you know about Brooms?
Is it a TV show?
No.
So, on Freeform?
As I was watching it, I was thinking like, why are witches associated with brooms, right?
Right.
So like back in the day, and this is the Cliff's Notes version of my Google search. Mm. So back in the day, they were used to make drugs. And they would make like things called witches salves and they would ingest them via the mucous membranes. And so they would mix what they call a witch's salve and they would ingest it. They found that the end of a broomstick, not the broomy part, but like the other end, they would put the drugs on that and like put that in their like armpits, in their you know, rectums and stuff.
I literally thought of 13 Reasons Why season 2 when you said like the broom handle.
I didn't watch that.
Don't.
Is it bad?
There's just a really like messed up scene in the finale involving the handle of a mop. And there was not a witch's salve on it.
I did not know this about witches. And I swear to you, I looked it up one source and then I was like, that has to be like, they're pranking me or something.
Yeah.
And then I looked up a bunch of sources. It was even on Forbes.
Then it must be true.
You know, you learn something new. Yeah. I should ask my witch friend about that.
You should.
You know, I knew a girl that was a witch in high school, and she was Wiccan, and she was so sweet. And I remember her telling me about, what's the term for it? Is it Wiccanism?
Just think of Carlton. Wicca. When you knew that I was a Wicca.
Low-key, one of the best moments on Housewives when Carlton put a spell on Kyle's iPad. Like, I don't think we talk about that moment enough. Like, when it was like a storyline that Carlton put a spell on Kyle. And I'm like, come on, how did we let that go?
It was the best. Bring Carlton best. Back.
Justice for Carlton. It was like, yeah. She was giving us everything. Anyway, I've always been fascinated by witchcraft. I think it's interesting to me.
Oh, for sure. Oh my God. Wait, can I tell you really quick? I went to a birthday party last year. Yeah. Throw those notes away. I went to a birthday party last year. It was my best friend's birthday party. And she was like, I'm going to like invite a witch to give us all readings. And we're like, amazing. She's like, I found her on Instagram. Basically like Sheena Shea's wedding planner, like found her on Instagram. Must be legit. And I like got there early and I like decorated my friend's house, like all like witchy. And I was like super excited. And I was like the most lit on like I respect the craft and,
sure.
and like psychics, all that spiritual, whatever.
The dark arts.
Yeah, the dark arts. Totally about it. Like give this girl a dark mark. Yeah. I was like one of the last people to get a reading. We like drew straws or something. And I sit down with her and she gives me a tarot card reading and she's like, it's not good. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she was like, I think a lot of your demons that you think you got rid of are coming back. And I was like, and I got like really sad. It like was really upsetting. And then this like bitchy girl was like, oh, someone's upset because she didn't get a good reading. And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Oh my God, I hate her.
Like a confrontation at this girl's, at my best friend's birthday party over a witch.
Well, you know what? You're just like Kyle and Carlton. Okay, so when we're introduced to these girls, it's Jillian, who's boy crazy from the jump, and then Sally, who's a nerd and wear glasses, played by Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. They take a blood oath to grow old together. Sally lives with her aunts, Frances and Jet, while Jillian goes off and fucks boys, led to believe. So we mentioned that this kiss plays. I love Faith Hill so much.
Me too.
That's another aside, but I think she's amazing. And I saw the Soul to Soul tour multiple times.
Oh my God.
You know, Tim McGraw, they do like it's Soul to Soul.
That's beautiful.
I know there's like a lot. What I remember most about it is like they would put chairs next to each other and just sing one of their duets. Like they have all these duets. Yeah. It was real romantic. And I went with a girl once in high school. I think like the first Soul to Soul tour was like back when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, I'm in love with this girl. I wasn't.
You were in love with the music.
I was. Exactly. That's what touched me.
Yeah.
So Sally falls in love with Michael, who was the love interest in Her Shoes. Did you ever see that movie?
He's the guy that people always forget, but he's in everything.
Right. He's such a, like, a boy next door handsome, right?
Totally. Wasn't he in, like, Suits? Or, like, one of those, like, TNT shows? Yeah.
Probably. Is Suits TNT or USA?
Who's to say?
You know, I'm really upset about Suits because that's where Katherine Heigl is now. And
she's on Suits?
Isn't she on Suits?
You know more about Suits than I do.
I thought you knew a lot about Suits.
I just like Gabriel mocked. So.
This is a Suits pop dive, Hannah. I led you to believe you're here for practical magic, but we're really doing a Suits pop dive.
Like drooling.
That's what we're here for. Katherine Heigl, I think she's on that. I follow her on Instagram and she was posting something about behind the scenes of Suits. And I knew she joined a USA show, but I thought it was USA, but maybe it's TNT. You know, we might have to pause this and go check. But anyway, my point being
that, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst guest ever.
My point being is that Katherine Heigl deserves more. Like, why did we relegate her to Suits? No offense to Suits watchers out there.
She was in that movie Unforgettable that I watched on Mother's Day, and it was
so good.
Amazing.
With your mom?
No. I watched it with my sister.
It's a classic. I saw it in the theaters.
Oh my God. It was really good.
Yeah. It's actually like the role that Katherine Heigl's born to play.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, make your daughter cut her hair, you fucking bitch.
I just hear that. I know.
Taylor. Do a Wish Upon a Star sequel. Give her another chance.
Give her another take.
Give her another take.
So Jillian's off and Sally has two little girls. What was I? Oh, I was going to say, do you remember that scene? One of my favorite scenes in Practical Magic is when Jillian's off at that pool party and she's just like dancing with all those boys.
Yeah.
And it's like to show us, the audience, that like she's loose and fancy free and she's like always around boys.
Yeah.
But it's like she's got a cigarette in her mouth and she's got those tiny little 90s glasses that are somehow back in style.
Yeah, the Hadids are wearing them literally right now.
Against my support of them. I do not like those little glasses.
Hate
but
them.
She's wearing them. She's dancing with a cigarette. And there's just like all these boys around and they're all like oogling after her. And I'm thinking, like, where are all the other women? Like, why is she the only one?
Right.
It looks like a gay pool party, but like all the men want to sleep with her. Like,
that's
what's
so
going
true.
On?
Like, she's like, I have a million friends.
I'm hanging by the pool. I've got a million friends. You might say that life is perfect.
Her dancing too, she's just doing this like weird like sexual
gyration,
grinding.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So then she's with this guy who's like a monster. Right off the bat, we know he's a monster, right?
Fucking creep. I knew he was a monster when he's like, let's go to the bathroom together.
100%. Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Right. He looks like someone you'd see at a Hollywood club, like that like would try to pick up a girl in a really creepy way.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to Sally, who she hears that death beetle and she freaks out. And I posed this question in my notes for you. Would you fall in love if you had this curse? Like, what would you do if your family had this curse and you knew that whoever you loved was going to die? What would you do? Would you be open to falling in love, or would you just stop it?
I would be the Jillian. I'd be a floozy.
Yeah.
I would have sex when and where I could find it.
But the pool party.
At the gay pool party. But I don't think I would allow myself to fall in love. No.
That's sad to me.
What would you do?
You know, I think I would be, whatever I did, I'd be real dramatic about my decisions.
Oh, same.
I would, you know, make sure everyone knew about it. And yeah, I think I would be more of the Sally where I would fall in love. I'm like a old school romantic at heart.
I am too, but I like to act like I'm a Jillian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm,
sure.
I definitely would try to fuck all those guys at the pool party. That's something
but then
I would
you would
do
fall
well.
In love with Michael, right. And then he would die.
Right. I would like do both. I would like I would like fuck all the men at the pool party, and then I'd be like, I'd fall in love with one of those guys.
That's true. That's accurate.
Maybe not Michael, but
too.
One of the guys at the pool party, probably.
Yeah.
So then Michael dies, who's Sally's man, the father of her children, and Sally wants to bring him back from the dead, but the aunts say that, no, you can't, because he'll come back as some other monster if you do.
Yeah.
So she cries, she brings the kids, and they live with the aunts now, Sally's kids. The kids took the death pretty good.
They're like, yeah, we get to live with our aunts now.
Yeah, it was like their dad just died, and I felt like they were totally fine with it. Like, Sandra Bullock was under the covers, depressed, and the kids were just running around.
Yeah, they're like, time to go to school. Yeah. Let's go. And Evan Rachel Wood's in, like, that cute little beret. She's like, you slept in yesterday.
Do you know one of the girls is Evan Rachel Wood?
I just said that.
Oh, is that what you said? That's why I thought that.
In a beret.
I'm a You're good like- host.
Like, I was just struck with this realization.
I was thinking about that witch I DM'd.
Yeah, right? I mean, we have to pick her brain. I also think that, like, what are your thoughts? I'm not the host of this podcast.
No, please.
But what
I
are
like
your,
it better.
What are your thoughts on, like, how they raised, the aunts raised Jillian and Sally to, like, eat, like, cake for breakfast and, like, kind of just, like, not do homework. And then Sandra Bullock's like, my girls will never do magic. They have to do their homework, like, after dinner. What way would you, if you were the aunts?
Wow. Well, first of all, very irresponsible of the aunts to raise them eating that way. Yeah. The fact that they ended up so thin.
It's so hot.
Like, so thin. After eating that way, I mean, it's a shock to the system. But I don't think that I would have been like Sally, too. I think I'm a Sally.
Yeah.
Truly, like, I would have raised my kids the opposite. And I think it's always interesting with families how they raise the kids either the same as their parents or opposite. There's usually not really much of a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also was talking about someone recently, maybe you'll have a take on this, totally unrelated to Practical Magic. But I noticed that girls have weird relationships with their moms. Do you find that to be true? Like, contentious relationships.
Okay, I'm going to sound like an idiot. What do you mean? Like, isn't that like, it's like a tumultuous relationship? Like contentious? Like, they have issues with each other?
Yeah, like, they have issues with, like, all the girls, like, my best girlfriends, they all have these weird relationships with their moms where they fight all the time, and they're like these deep fights.
Yeah, they
go deep. Of
course
not everyone, but it's like it's a different than the girls' relationships with their dads, which is more surface, or guys' relationships with their moms. Even gay men with their moms are usually pretty good and normal.
Yeah.
Normal's not the right word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I think it happens when you're close with your mom, because you're still women. So you know how to, like, push those buttons and, like, go low. And you still, like, I think when you straddle that, like, friend parent line is when things can get a little dark.
Right. Right. Yeah. I noticed this. One of my girlfriends was having issues with her mom. Like, they're in a huge fight. And I just thought, every girl that I know has these big brawl out fights with their mom where they won't talk for weeks or.
Yeah.
I know it's like every girl I know. So I know that's generalizing, but it was, I don't know, interesting to me. Where were we? Oh, we talked
about Suits.
We talked about, yes. So next season on Suits, we see in the preview. No. Okay, so Jillian, she grabs a bottle of alcohol. She drives to meet Sally in the middle of the night. She shows up. I love the sister relationship. We talked a little bit about this between Nicole and Sandra. Okay, so all the kids in this town, they torment Sally's kids. They sing that song, Witch, Witch, You're a Witch.
Yeah.
And I wrote in my notes, it must be hard to be a witch.
Like, yeah.
Kids are cruel, Hannah. Oh,
kids are awful. I almost like, I mean, this is going to be dark, but I almost like don't want to have them because I don't want to deal with like.
Witches or kids?
Both. A kid that's a witch. I don't want to deal with having to explain to a child, like, some people in this world are just fucking awful and they don't always get their comeuppance. Sometimes they're hugely successful.
Yeah, I mean, watching your kid get bullied, I feel like would be so hard.
Oh my God. I got bullied so bad in junior high.
What advice do you have for the kids listening?
Well, learn witchcraft and do a spell the way Carlton did on Kyle.
Put a spell on all those kids' iPads.
Or just like passive aggressively Instagram story about them, which I literally did all day yesterday.
About the high school.
No, because my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend was being shady. So I was like, I see you, bitch.
What was she doing?
So I'm a mature adult.
Yeah, of course.
She was just like DMing him and like texting him, like asking for favors. And I, not sexual ones, just like favors.
Like to get him to think about her a little bit?
I think that's what I think. Yeah. He's like, no, no, no. And I was like, she has the audacity.
How dare she have the audacity to do that?
The audacity?
She doesn't support other women.
She's just not. So I took a Ricky Thompson post and I put it on my story and I hope she watches. She's been watching my shit. Like, I bet she wanna know.
So then there's this really weird, intense car scene between Sally, Jillian, and the evil man.
Yeah, Jimmy Angelo.
Jimmy Angelo. I should have learned his name for this pop dive. I was busy watching Suits.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was busy watching Suits, but that scene in the car, so they're driving and then Sally and Jillian have a moment where they like connect with each other.
Yeah.
Like comes out of her body.
Yeah, she like leans out, she goes, the belladonna is in my bag.
And the belladonna's the poison.
Yeah, and the way they shoot it is like top down, like her eyes are really blue and piercing.
Right, right. And then they kill this man.
Casual. Casual murder. Honestly, do you think Jimmy Angelo deserved it?
No, he did deserve it.
I think so.
Would it? I wrote my notes were all done late last night, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question. Who would you call to kill or bury an awful man?
Oh my God, I love this.
That's a good question, actually.
Easy, my best friend Clayton.
Yeah, he would be the one.
She, but yeah.
She.
Isn't that a cool name for a girl?
I love that name.
Isn't that chic?
Yeah, Clayton.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's who you would call to bury a body. And she wouldn't
1,000%.
Judge you. She'd be like, okay, well, let's do it. Like,
fuck no. She'd be like, he deserved it. And yeah. I will make sure that like nothing ever becomes of this. And if we get caught, I will hire the best fucking lawyer. Yeah. You won't have to pay for a thing.
She sounds like a really good person.
She's like
a good
Miranda
friend.
Hobbs.
Yeah, no, that's good. You need a friend like that. Yeah. I would call my best friend Jill. She would help me.
Is Jill the one that did the My Best Friend's Wedding pop dive?
Yes.
Love her.
She's the best. Oh, yeah. I love Jill. Hey, Jill. Love you, girl. She lives in Boston now, and I miss her so much. But we lived in Chicago together and then here together.
Well, see you both at Sidetrack. Can't wait.
I know. We used to go to Sidetrack all the time.
Of course. Oh,
we had the best time. Margot Martindale is also in this movie.
Who's that?
You don't know who Margot Martindale is?
I should.
She was in August, Osage County. Did you see that movie?
I saw an original rehearsal of August Osage County, the stage production in Chicago.
Oh, I don't.
With my pretentious father.
I don't. I only typical. See the movie versions.
Obviously. Wait, no. Who was she in August Osage County?
She was Meryl's sister.
Oh, yes. She works in the shop.
Right, yeah.
She's like Ann Dodd, but not Ann Dodd.
Oh, yeah. Perfect way to describe her.
She should be.
100%. Like, that's the best way I've ever heard
described.
She's
Aunt Lydia's sister.
Yes, she's amazing, and she works in that shop.
Yeah.
We also get a lot of like, random side character women. It's, like, so refreshing to see a movie populated with so many women. Like, even at the PTA meetings where they're all mean to Sally.
Yeah.
It was, like, we get a lot of female performances, and I was thinking about that. Like, even, like, extras in this movie, there's very few men, and the few men that there are mostly evil.
Or like to serve a purpose.
Or love interest. It's like evil or good.
You know who's like the Judy Greer like scene stealer of this movie is the woman in the shop with the crimpy blonde hair who's like, 100%. Yeah, man, they're witches.
100%. At the very end too, I think it's her and Margot. They have these weird, they're like, let's clean house.
Yeah,
like after
let's clean house.
It's so good. Where were we? Oh, we have to talk about Margarita Night with the ants. So they have this big, is there a fly in here? I'm like Pigpen right now. I'm like sweating and there's flies around me.
I'm sweating too because I'm laughing really
it's
hard.
It's hot in here. Wait, I'll turn down the air. We'll edit this out maybe. Or maybe we won't. We'll keep it in for the viewer. For
oh my
the
God,
listeners.
Do you do it from your phone?
Yeah, I have a Nest.
Oh my God, that's what my boyfriend has.
This, it's all Matt. Like my boyfriend installed everything in this house and I'm learning how to work at all.
Thank God that you're like dating a tech nerd. You know what I mean?
Thank God, but also curse it.
Totally.
Because it's also just so stressful. Like everything, I was trying to print something earlier and you have to like tell Alexa to turn, I can't even say it. I'm nervous to say it because she's going to hear me. But you have to tell her to turn on the printer.
And then she's like Jimmy Angela.
And I'm like, why can't I just press the fucking button? Like, I don't want to have to call it out. Or when we go to bed at night, it's like, you can't just press a fucking light switch. It's like, you know, Alexa, turn it all off.
That's literally how I feel.
It's the most stressful thing
I'm
in my life.
Things are easy enough with the button.
I know, just give me a button. So I turned it down a little bit, but we'll turn it down a little more. So anyway, Margarita Night, we have to talk about Margarita Night. So these women, the aunts, they all grab the margarita and they get wasted. And I read that during filming, Nicole Kidman actually got cheap tequila and they got drunk off cheap tequila. Although here's the thing, I was watching it and I knew this fact in my head. And it didn't seem like they were actually drunk.
No, it seemed like they were playing drunk.
Right.
The way I did in high school.
Totally. What was your like fake drink of choice in high school?
Oh my God. Like, wait, what do you mean?
Like, what did you pretend to drink in high school? Or what did you drink in high school?
Actually, I wasn't cool enough to drink in high school. Well, this is more college. Okay. I'm lying to you. I'm a liar.
Okay, wow.
This is more in
That's a wrap on Hannah.
The audacity.
The Suits Pop Dive is over.
In college, I got drunk on a lot of like sweet drinks.
You're always drunk. Do you remember when Bethany said to Dorinda, you're drunk?
You're drunk.
Sorry, I
You're the Bethany to my Dorinda.
You're drunk.
I got drunk on like Mike's Hard Margaritas, Moscato. I was like, I drink wine now. And I drink like family size bottles of Gallo Family.
I lived with a girl when I first moved to LA, not my best friend Jill, but this other girl. And she would buy Arbor Mist, which is like the most disgusting thing in the world.
Deep cut.
It's all just like sugar. It's disgusting. And she would go to the store just for Arbor Mist.
Doesn't it have like a rooster on it?
Probably.
Did you live in Hollywood?
I lived in the Valley. No, I lived in Van Nuys. It was technically Sherman Oaks, but it was on Van Nuys Boulevard, which was tough.
Because I'm just imagining like a girl that lives in Hollywood, like walking home with her bottle of Arbor Mist. Like, I'm doing it. I moved to LA and I'm doing it.
Well, that was the case, except for it was the Valley. She was walking from the Ralphs on Van Nuys Boulevard to our apartment with her Arbor Mist and thinking I made it. And then she recently moved back to Ohio. But I love her. Shout out to Katie if you're listening.
Shit.
I love you, Katie. But so that margarita night, it's such an iconic scene.
It's so good.
I mean, it's so good. It's just so good.
No, you go.
I was just going to say the thing I love most about it is they say the meanest things to each other. In any other movie, I think that would have caused more of like a blow up fight, but they're saying mean things to each other and laughing about it.
Which is, I think, more realistic.
Right.
Like my friend didn't pick up my FaceTime call the other day and I was like, call me back, you fucking bitch. Oh, yeah. I'm going to like kill your dog. Or like I said something really fucked up. And he's like, I'm in rehearsal, bitch. I'll talk to you later.
I do the same thing. Like when my best friend, Jill, when she doesn't answer my phone calls, like I say the meanest things either on her voicemail or just when I'm too lazy to go through with the voicemail and I just hang up and I'm like, God, I fucking hate you.
Yeah,
like,
how dare you?
How dare you not answer my calls?
No, the margarita scene is so good. I do agree. Instead of an August Osage County fight, they're literally just like, hee hee hee, like you're old, you're a slut. Also, they made braids so cool in this movie.
There's so many braids in this
movie.
So
many braids and like long, thick braids. And like, I like to think they're not wearing extensions. Like, it's not like a Blake Lively braid where you know that there's all this like fake hair. I like to think it's their real hair.
Speaking of Blake Lively, who do you think, I was going to ask you this later, but we're jumping in now. Who do you think, if they were to remake this, who would be, like, the leads? Who would be the Sandy and the Nicole?
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great? Okay, I'm
Tell
answering
me.
First.
Tell me. You go.
I'll just answer this, that I think, wouldn't it be great if Sandy and Nicole played the aunts? Although, would
say,
that be confusing? That
I was
going
to say, I want Lisa Kudrow to play an aunt.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, like Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox.
And Margot Martindale. No, it's a Friends reunion, Practical Magic.
Yeah, and then like Jennifer Aniston gets to play one of the young women.
She could play Margot Martindale.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston would just work in the shop because her filming, she doesn't have enough time to film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that. Who would play the young girls?
Okay, I think it would be like Rachel Brosnahan as Sandy.
Who's Rachel Brosnahan?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I know her from high school. And I'm just accepting that she's a star now and I'm not. So I'm going to give her the role.
No, I like her.
Yeah, she's very talented.
Yeah. Okay, so Hannah, who, besides Rachel, Rachel would play the Sandy character?
No, actually no. I'm going back. She would play the Jillian.
Okay.
Because like...
Are we saying it right? Is it Jillian or Gillian? Because now I'm questioning.
I think it's Jillian because the whole movie, she's like, Jilly.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Rachel Brosnahan as Jillian. And then... I feel like because I just saw A Simple Favor, I'm going to give Anna Kendrick Sandra. Oh,
interesting. That makes sense. I mean, it could be Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. That's what came to mind when you said Blake Lively. I was like, oh, they could remake it. I wouldn't want that, but
Blake would be the Jilly for sure.
I would also love maybe like a one of them. Well, it couldn't be a boy because the whole movie's about women.
Yeah.
Like I'd love a gay. I'd love to be cast. What I'm saying is I would love to be cast as Sandra Bullock.
Wait, no, literally while you were saying earlier how much you love her, I was like, you look like you could be her brother. So we
We
should write a sequel called.
I've never been more happy.
I'm just honestly hoping you'll invite me on again. I'm giving you compliments.
Wow, no, oh my God, keep them coming. I would love that.
And I will personally write a sequel called Sally's Brother, The Reckoning.
Oh my God.
And you can start.
I'm seriously wet. Yeah. I need a diaper.
And I'll play like the lady version of Jimmy Angelo and you'll have to kill me.
In this situation, who's playing Margot Martindale's character? Someone from Suits?
Gabriel Macht.
Okay, so I want to talk about the sequel. So we mentioned the sequel. Mm-hmm. We'll cut through some of the movie later. Yeah. But okay, so did you know that there's like a book sequel?
What?
Okay, so there's this book sequel. So let me find in my notes. This is based off a book. I don't know if you know that.
I think it was the first time I noticed it in the credits.
Right. So the book sequel just came out last year. I believe it's called Rules of Magic. And I bought it. I own it on my Kindle. Haven't read a word. I bought it when it came out because Reese Witherspoon picked it as a book club pick. But I did some research into the book after watching this movie just so we could talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's about the ants.
Ooh.
So it's sort of like a prequel.
Love.
So I think like Reese, she must have bought the rights to the book, right?
Do you think she's going to do like a Big Little Lies?
I think she's plotting something.
But she works with Nicole. Like, is Nicole going to reprise her role?
Hannah, your mouth to God's ears. I don't know. I know that she picked it as a book club pick and the book is well received. However, it is a prequel about the ants. So like it would have to be... I don't know. They would have to do younger versions of, mm-hmm. I don't know, unless they flash forward or something. I don't think the movie was successful enough to warrant a sequel, but I feel like they could do a prequel or something.
Or I just really hope they don't do like what they were trying to do with Heathers, where they're like, we're going to make it like young and hip, like put it on the CW or something. Like, no.
Right. Well, you know, they tried TV versions. In 2004, Warner Brothers and CBS produced a show called Sudbury, and they did a pilot with Kim Delaney in the role as Sandra Bullock and Jerry Ryan in the role played by Kidman. I feel like both those women are on Suits, right?
Oh, 1,000%. And also the fact that it didn't work out because the name was Sudbury.
Well, I guess like, and I didn't even know this, but the series was named after Sudbury, Massachusetts, the location of the novel and film.
Oh.
But anyway, it wasn't picked up. And then in 2010, Warner Brothers and ABC Family attempted to develop a reboot television series, but that never went anywhere.
ABC Family, what did I fucking tell you? Freeform.
I know, we don't need a Freeform thing.
We don't.
Although they did a witch show, Witches of Eastwick. It was like a good show and it got canceled. Was that ABC or ABC Family?
I don't know. Who's to say?
Where were we? Okay, in this movie, Margarita Night, we talked about. Mm-hmm. A lot of spooky stuff starts to happen. They buried that body and the ants eventually find out about Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And then they leave. They're like, you guys got to figure this out on your own. And then all the spooky stuff starts happening. So the roses grow overnight. The young girls, they see Jimmy, like silhouettes of him.
Creepy.
It's very creepy.
Hanging out by the rose bushes.
And then the detective comes to research this death.
Aidan Quinn.
My problem with Aidan Quinn is not, I like, he's a stud, right? But doesn't he sort of resemble Jimmy a little too much?
I think he's literally like a Jimmy Michael hybrid.
Uh-huh.
Like her dead husband, Michael.
Interesting. I'm just realizing this all now.
He's so grizzled.
Yeah.
Like he's like the mom crush of the century.
Totally.
I like him better in Benny and June when he's a little skinnier and more boyish.
If you were picking sexiest man alive, who would you choose?
Just like in general, right now?
Well, we'll do two versions of this. If you had to choose from the cast of Practical Magic and then also in general.
Okay, sexiest man in Practical Magic is Michael, hands down.
Sure.
Sexiest man alive, Adam Scott.
Oh, interesting.
I think he's a hot piece of ass.
Yeah, he's really a, like, also just a great, like, a great personality.
Yeah, 1,000%.
You know what I'm saying.
He's my hall pass.
You know what I'm saying. Okay, I like that. I like
those
choices.
Wait, what about you?
I don't know. Maybe, like, a Henry Cavill, Sexiest Man Alive.
Okay.
And then from this movie, I'd say Michael, too.
Okay, yeah, great. We agree.
Yeah, you know, because I just love Michael from In Her Shoes so much. Like, I'm in love with him. So the detective comes, and he falls in love with Sally. There's a speech, too, I just want to highlight. Jillian gives a speech to Sally's daughter about spinning and falling in love.
Do you ever put your arms out and spin and spin and spin really, really fast?
She does it all the time.
She does. Well, that's what love is like. Makes your heart race. It turns the world upside down. But if you're not careful, if you don't keep your eyes on something still, you can lose your balance, you know? You can't see what's happening to the people around you. You can't see that you're about to fall.
I mean, is that not the most amazing speech you've ever heard?
I got, like, goosebumps.
Me too.
And
it's beautiful.
I've seen this movie so many times, and rewatching it, I, like, got goosebumps. I cried at the end. Like, I was, like, emotional.
Totally. I mean, that speech in general, like, that touches me, warms my soul. It's, like, great writing, great acting.
Mm-hmm.
She says, the little girl says to Jillian, she says, don't be sad, Aunt Jillian. I won't let you fall. And I mean, like, come on. That should win some sort of writing awards.
Right?
Ugh. So Sally falls for the detective. Jillian leaves. The ghost of Jimmy arrives.
Mm-hmm.
The soul takes over. The evil soul, Jimmy's soul, takes over Jillian's body.
Literally rude.
So can you fucking not? I know. It's like everything was, like, going okay. And it was like, we got all these women back together again, the family.
Everyone's having fun.
Everyone's having a good time. It's like Margot is happy.
As long as Margot's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they need to do an exorcism. And the aunts arrive just right at the nick of time.
Nick of time.
So they have to call other women to help do the exorcism. So who are they going to call? The PTA.
Yeah. And the PTA, yeah, it's kind of a conflict of interest because they've been bullying Sally this entire time. And they're like, your daughters are witches. They gave my son chicken pox. Like, bah, bah, bah. And then they need them. And the women are like, I guess I'll do it. But they're all, like, really fucking excited.
Oh, yeah. One of them, when she gets off the phone, she's like, Sally just came out.
Yes. And I loved, like, that.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was cute.
And that's why gays love this movie. That one line and the pool party. That gets us on board.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So then there's a lot of frogs, too, when they're doing the exorcism. Are you scared of frogs? Because I am.
Wait.
Are you scared of frogs?
I was going to tell you, I have like a phobia.
Me too.
I have like an Aviva Drescher frog phobia.
Oh my God, Hannah, me too. I was watching this and the little girls were like carrying that garbage bag full of frogs. And I thought, I literally said out loud, I was like, if I was cast as that actress, I wouldn't do it. I would refuse.
Sorry, I'm not going to be taking this project. And your agent would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Danny? And you'd be like, the frogs.
Frogs. Frog scene. Either hire a double or I'm not doing it.
I was in Big Bear over the weekend and there was like a little like frog statue and it was like looking up at the sky and I was in the hot tub and I was like, is that a real frog?
I need to get out of here.
And it was like frozen for like a long time. My boyfriend was like, it's a statue.
They are so unpredictable, though. Like, I feel like you never know what they're going to do. They're always, you just don't know what they're thinking.
No, you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know where they're going to hop. Like, okay, I had this traumatic experience. You can edit this out.
Also, no, we're not editing it out. Okay. People need to hear this. But also, their jumps are unpredictable, too.
You don't know where they're going to go, how high, right. Where, how, like, horizontal, vertical.
Yeah. And when you think they're going one way, they're going the other.
And their legs are
just
so
like
long.
The cast of Suits. I think one thing's happening, then they swerve. Anyway, what's your story about frogs?
Okay, When I was 16, I went to overnight camp. It was my last year as a camper. And as your last year as a camper, you have to go on this like 7-day canoe trip in Canada called the Canadian.
Sure.
And it was really like physically challenging for me. And we had gotten like a pep talk from the camp director before we left. Like, guys, like, make sure you're like lending a helping hand, like take your ego out of this. Like if we, the campsite needs help, like just jump in. So it's like the second night and we're on this like beautiful, like cliffside, like campsite. And they're like, who wants to walk down to the water and wash the dishes? And I was like, I'll do it. So I put on my little like headlamp and I'm like waddling down to the water and I have my headlamp in and I'm washing the dishes for like 9 people. And I just like look and I see like a frog staring at me. And then I look up and there's another, and there's another, and they're all in the shells and they're all just staring at me, watching me wash the dishes. And I just freak the fuck out and I like take them all with me and run up the hill and I hear a rustling in the trees. There was a frog climbing the tree next to me, like climbing
they
the
trunk. Sense your fear.
Yeah,
they
and I was like and I was like like shaking my like life vest out, like making sure there wasn't like a frog like in my pants.
You know, if they would have kept Carlton on for another season, this would have been a storyline. Like Carlton would have had some frogs chase after Kyle. I'm certain of it.
And you know Kyle's afraid of frogs
100%. Totally. Which I get. I am too. Okay, so then they do the exorcism. There's, you know, eventually the soul, evil soul comes out of Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. And the girls, the Margo Martindale and that other quirky girl, after this evil soul turns to ash, the one girl says, I wonder if that would work on my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And then Margo says, come on, ladies, let's clean house. And it's just like, so like come on, ladies.
Yeah. It's a true like feminist tale. It's a feminist celebration. Totally. Yeah. I love that woman. Her one line, I wonder if that would work on my ex-husband, with her pigtails. What is with the fucking pigtails and braids?
So many braids.
God.
So then eventually Sally ends with the guy at the end. But really, this is a love story between sisters.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And then we finally end. It's Halloween night. The witches are all on their roof and everyone's watching them. And they're against a green screen, a very obvious green screen.
Really?
And then the movie ends with, always fall in love whenever you can. And a beautiful story. So stunning. So stunning.
I'll stop.
No, please keep going. One more.
I love when Nicole Kidman is on the roof and she like narrows her eyes. She like tries to look scary. And it's like, Jillian, like you're a good witch.
If you ever want a good laugh, like go look up promotional images from Practical Magic on Google Image. And there's a lot of like really dramatic ones of like Nicole laying on Sandra's lap. And then there's ones of them in like with these witch costumes.
Ooh, it's like an Anne Geddes shoot, but with like grown women.
Totally.
Like instead of naked babies.
Totally. Also, Nicole, we should mention, went on to play a witch in Bewitched.
She did. And, you know, I didn't like that movie as much.
You know, I watched it recently for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I think I went in with such low expectations. And look, it was not good. Mm-hmm. But I also loved it.
You're like, but also, I'm going to do a pop dive about it next week.
We're doing a pop dive about Bewitched. Yeah, like, I somehow loved it. I don't think Will Ferrell should have been cast in it. Like, he was very miscast. Mm-hmm. But Nicole's kind of cute. And there's like, I don't know, it's kind of cute. What's your fave Nicole Kidman movie?
Ooh, fuck.
She's been in some good ones.
She's been in, I feel like I'm not even remembering all of them off the top of my head.
I'll give you some. I wrote them down. To Die For, mm-hmm. Lion, uh-huh. which was recent. That was good. Mm-hmm. Batman Forever, mm-hmm. Moulin Rouge. The mm-hmm. others, Cold Mountain, like it's not a movie that I would typically love, but I love
seen
it. It's like kind of batshit crazy. Like Renee Zellweger, her accent work in that movie is all over the place. Like, and love. I think she win an award for that one? I think she won the Academy Award, but her accent work is batshit insane. She plays this like no nonsense, like she's always got a gun and she's talking like kind of cockneyed, or how do you say that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I always confuse that with Winter's Bone because I feel like the covers are similar and I don't know. In my mind, it's the same movie.
Very different movies.
Okay. But. Well, my favorite is Moulin Rouge or The Others.
Yeah, The Others is good. I can't watch that. I'm a little mentally unstable for that, but I have seen it.
Oh my God. It's really scary when that old lady's like, why do you remain in this house? Sorry, you're like, I'm unstable, and I'm like, I'm going to quote it.
You know what just came to mind was Michelle Pfeiffer, Queen Michelle Pfeiffer in What Lies Beneath.
I love that movie.
What is from the trailer, that line, like, but I'm not your wife. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Wait, is it like, why do I think it's Amber Valletta in that movie?
It's not. It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, the ghostie.
Oh, maybe it is.
Oh my God, Rob's Valletta's sister.
Oh my God, Rob. famously can hang a TV in 7 minutes.
yeah, it's his claim to fame. I love What Lies Beneath. Oh
wait, no, Rob was the one. Okay, yeah, Rob. Yeah.
My favorite part in What Lies Beneath is where she goes up to that guy who ended up being completely not involved in the crime, and she's like, don't give me that shit, you killed your wife! And then it's like, totally a red herring.
I'm not your wife. I don't know.
I think she's starting to suspect something. Your wife.
Harrison Ford is so hot in that movie, too.
Yeah, and then like, he's
like 75 and he's still so hot.
Spoiler alert.
I just saw all the Indiana Jones movies for the first time. I binged them all in a weekend.
Oh my God.
And he's never been hotter than when he's, I think it's part two. I mean, like, perfect man in that movie.
Ugh.
The movie's problematic for its racism, but
that's neither here nor there.
It's him, looks wise in that movie is fantastic.
It's just every rugged man you've ever, like, he's just like what you think of when you think of like a rugged man who could like save you. And then River Phoenix plays him young, which just like fits.
Right.
He's hot too.
The last movie, the most recent one, was terrible, but I watched them all in a week and it was great.
Great.
Favorite Sandra Bullock movie?
Miss Congeniality. Literally woke up this morning, walked into my living room while my roommate made breakfast, and I was like, from sea to shining sea, Lady.
Miss Congeniality is so good.
It's so good. She reigns over.
Yeah. Also such a great Liam Locken vehicle.
Oh my God, 1,000%.
I love a lot of Sandy's movies. I love The Net, I was obsessed with when I was younger. Mm-hmm. The Proposal's good. Ocean's 8 was good. 2 Weeks Notice is maybe my favorite.
What about Forces of Nature?
Oh, classic. Ben.
So good. I have it on DVD. I think Bandra, I'm the only person. Well,
did they have names back then for each?
Wait,
like Bandra? Weren't
were they dating?
I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
Bandra. Love.
2 Weeks Notice is my favorite, but I also love The Lake House. Did you ever see that?
Oh my God. Is that the one where with Keanu where they put like notes in the mailbox?
It's a time traveling romance, which I'm on board for any time traveling romance. Like The Time Traveler's Wife, I love. But when I say I love that movie, I mostly mean the trailer. Like when I'm in the mood, I'll watch the trailer on YouTube. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because who has 2 hours to watch The Time Traveler's Wife?
I've only seen the movie once.
Yeah.
But I tell people I love it because I watch the trailer at least like 3 times a year. Because it's so good. It's got a, I don't know, it's got that that one song by Lifehouse that I really love.
Oh my God.
But I feel like you get everything from the trailer. You know what I mean?
It's all you need.
Like you get all the emotions.
Absolutely.
But and 28 Days when she was an alcoholic, that's a great movie.
Oh yeah, that was like her edgy role. That was like her butterfly effect.
Yeah, yeah. And then Hope Floats, of course.
Wait, how could I forget? Oh my God, that first scene is so fucked up.
Like the talk show scene?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you watch The View every night. So can you imagine? Like someone was like, Danny, you're going to be on The View. And you're sitting down. You're like, yay. And then it's like, oh, your boyfriend's with your best friend now.
I think I would still love it just because if I was like sitting next to Joy Behar, I'd be fine with anything that happened. Like whatever happened after that, wouldn't care.
And then it cuts to the geeky daughter crying in the audience.
I know, it's so sad. Harry Connick Jr., speaking of studs, I mean, him in that movie. Okay, Hannah, this is it. We talked for a while. Any other final thoughts on Practical Magic?
Honestly.
Or any other final thoughts on Suits?
Gabriel Macht, if you're ever divorced, hit me up. You're a hall pass too. No, I just want to say, I don't want to alienate your listeners. And guys, please feel free to listen to Brown Eyed Unicorn if I don't alienate you. What was I going to say? Oh, I think Practical Magic is better than Hocus Pocus.
You know, I think they're for two different moods, but I sort of agree with you. I love Hocus Pocus too, though. I do love Hocus Pocus. It's just, it's like a, you know, that's your young Halloween movie. This is for grown-ups.
Yeah.
This is for adults.
This is for Carlton.
Carlton. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. Hannah, where can people find you on social media?
At Hannah A. Brown, H-A-N-N-A-H-A. B-R-O-W-N on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, so please follow Hannah. Follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Please join the Everything Iconic Facebook group. I want to thank Samsung Technologies for sponsoring this show. Please head on over to Patreon for bonus episodes of the show. It's patreon.com/everythingiconic. For $4 or more per month, you get access to all of the bonus episodes. Plus, you're helping to support this podcast. So people should do it, right? Like,
yes.
Do it. Hannah, thank you so much. I had a great time talking about Suits. I love you all so much for listening. Kisses. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Danny.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.